The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 14th of April, 1975, in Hyderabad, India.
Why are you spending our hard-earned money and cheating us? Your cheater, you should be punished. The things are already going on. For you, there is no scarcity of life. Then why you are spending our tax to show your talent? What is your talent? You should be cheating us. We can do it. We do or do not. The things are already there. So why are you taking our money to make this happen? You are cheating us. You should be punished. Even if punished, even the state does not punish, they will be punished by the Supreme Lord. Because you are cheating. So you can cheat us. But you cannot cheat God. Regular punishment will be there. Millions of years is going on, and I want to kill you. Just kill you. Like this. The same example. Millions of dogs are barking, and this man has learned how to buy. He is selling tickets. You see? You are driving a barking dog. And because this rascal has learned how to bark, we have to pray for him.
So they would say, well, we do not claim any credit, but similarly, you cannot give God credit.
Why not?
It is going on as a biochemical reaction.
That is your rascal. You cannot produce this. Why do you say like this? The rascal you produce by biochemical combination. That is your rascal. That is not science. You are talking like a child, that's all. Credit must be given to God. He is already doing it very systematically. Why shall I? I am not such a fool that I have to give credit to you.
No, that is not the question, to give credit to me.
Anyone who is producing, either God or somebody is doing that, I must give the credit. Not to you. You may not accept God, but somebody is doing that. That as you are trying to do it, similarly somebody else is already doing it. Therefore he should get credit. Why you are claiming to get this credit? That is not possible. Anybody like it, just like you are somebody, you are trying to do the credit. So, similarly, somebody is already doing. So he should get the credit.
Their objection is to he. Their objection is to he.
But why he? You are he.
Oh, I'm simply attempting.
You are he. You are person. You are attempting, you are foolish, you are attempting that there is another person who has already done it. As you are a person, you are trying to do it. It is being already done by another person.
Maybe because I am a person.
That is not maybe. Maybe as soon as you say maybe, then you reflect. You have no knowledge. It is not the question of maybe. It must be factual. See? Is it honest? Attack these rascals strongly in big meetings and slap them. Why you are cheating? And spending our hard-earned money. That. Better follow us. We are giving all credit to the person who has already going on with the business. very systematically we will want mercy. For ourselves, we are human beings. When there are long hairs, we cut. But that person's judgment is so nice, that nobody is going to cut the leaves of this tree. But annually, it has already been changed. The old polio is thrown away. We're doing that. He must get ready. Very nice here in the springtime.
They have never seen God. They can see chemicals.
You are blind. How you can see? You have said you are blind. You can, how can I see? Let me treat your eyes. Then you will see. Yes. We are not blind like you. You are blind. You require treatment. You come to the treatment. You cannot see.
They don't have faith in the doctor. They don't have faith in
then
the doctor.
How he claims to claim other faith upon him? He's more than a doctor. Doctor is also as good a scientist as you are. If you do not have faith in the doctor, why do you claim people to have faith on you? What is the proof that you will be able? Why you are asking us blindly to follow you?
Sometimes they say that if we can control, if
but
we can produce...
Our protest is that you cannot control your rascal, your thinking like that. That is our charge against you. That you cannot control. In the history, there is not a single instance that man has controlled nature, but nature has controlled man. That is history. Where is the proof that he is self-controlled? You are controlled. Nature is forcing you to become old man. You are without it. To control nature, but he remains young man. Nature is controlling you to die. You control nature, but they will not be forced upon you. So where is it you see the man has controlled nature?
So you say now we are controlling atomic energy, now we're controlling...
What is that atomic energy? What is the use of it? We'll die. Without atomic energy, we'll die. Where is control? Death is already there, and you are utilizing atomic energy for death. So what is your credit? You use atomic energy, that will not die. Then it is control. Death is already there. You might have atomic energy and no atomic energy. You have to die. By atomic energy, you are accelerating the same process of death.
Gradually, we are learning how to become deathless.
That is foolishness. That is called hope against hope. That is foolishness. Therefore, we said, because you are expecting like that, therefore, you understand that you are a fool. We can immediately understand. And here is a grand fool. That is our study. Many fools have done like that, and you are one of them. You are also trying to be that. That's what our conclusion is. You are still number one.
We may not be able to actually stop death, but while we're here, we can at least prolong our lifetime. And
that is also we cannot do. Where is the proof?
Well, the atomic research plan.
That is another foolishness, I say. You have not done it. You are simply expecting. Hope against hope.
But they're making different cures for critical diseases that are causing.
That's all right, but that does not mean there will be no disease. That is already being done by many medical practitioners. Better medicine. But when is the medicine that will not be disease?
We
gradually we are eliminating one by one all the diseases.
No, that we have not done. No, we have increased disease. We have stopped one disease and increased. Not stopped. But we have increased another disease.
We have to learn how to prevent
that all these diseases. You are poor. You have to learn. That means you have to learn. It means you are poor.
So we are learning.
Don't attach it that we have done in our living century. As soon as you say you have to learn, that means you are poor. And why you are a student, why you are playing all this perfection? You have to learn. That you have to learn from us.
Actually, when I was in Germany, there was evidence of how the scientists increased disease, that they invented some vaccines to counteract influenza, and they injected all of Germany with this vaccine. But what happened is sometimes the body builds up resistance to these vaccines and produces another germ. So as a result, another type of influenza was created, which was far more worse than the previous. It made people get fever for 4 and 5 days straight, 105 degrees.
That is the way of that we call the streptomyces or tuberculosis. So if one takes too many injections of streptomyces, then it doesn't affect.
Becomes immune.
Yes.
So as a result of the vaccine, they created a worse type of influenza, and they have nothing to counteract that worse type. So now they have to invent another type.
And these rascals give trouble to the people, especially in India. They are not after the vaccine. They will catch people and force them. This is boys and those who are others are avoiding. They are going this way, that way. Sometimes the boys, they do not know, and catch them, and sport. These rascals are creating havoc. Only to kick them on their face with shoes, that's all. The so-called scientists and biologists. They do not know anything.
You're saying that all the scientists are fools and rascals, but they may challenge, how has your knowledge benefited you?
Your knowledge has not benefited you. But our taking the so-called science has benefited you, because you are using it for Krishna. You have worked so hard, so the result is into Krishna. We are making the best, just like there is chair, but you don't care for the chair. You can sit down. But if it is available, we don't reject it. That means if you are making favor to you, you have made a chair and sitting there. Not that I require your chair. Without your chair, I shall die. That is not the quality. You rascal, you have done something, I am using it for your benefit.
They may argue that the knowledge which you say you have, it doesn't stop all of these things from happening to you. You're also suffering
from symptoms. Yes, well, I am fine because I have got this material body like you. So I have to suffer like you. But I am making treatment. You are not making treatment.
But the effects appear to be the same on everyone.
No. We are not so much after doctor or medical.
Your students also suffer from diseases and all.
That's all right. So long the body is there, one has to suffer. That is tolerance. That is advice in the world. Matras for sas to go to your feet, to go to the Aroma, paina, anitya, sana, shishikha, salhas. Shishikha. We know how to tolerate. We are not mad after hearing it. You know, these things will happen. So long I have got this one.
So your difference is that you tolerate, whereas the scientists don't.
Because you know that there is no cure. You do not know. You are trying to cure. That is different. We know, so long I have got this body, I'll have to suffer. So, we do not stop our business, we tolerate and do our business. But we have no business, we are simply trying to open your home. But it will never be fulfilled. That is it. Apart from us, take other living entities. They think about this. They have no time. But they have got the body. They are also sometimes diseased. But they have no sign. How they are cured? The same thing, just like these trees, they have no seizures. So how their leaves have been trimmed, falling down like a new leaf for them. We have discovered seizures or creepers, but they have no seizures. How their hair or their leaves have been managed.
So about a few archaeological findings, primitive man before, when they would get some disease, they would just die. And now modern science has developed.
That is there. He's not dying now.
Well, but they would die.
Well.
They died at 30, 40 years old. Now we are dying at 100 years.
What is the difference? You die after 40 years or 100 years. This tree dies after 1,000 years. That is means the trees are better than it. If one dies after 1,000 years, does it mean his life is successful?
But all of us want to live longer.
Why? Who is allowing to live long? People who trying to live longer. Only the trees are living longer than you. Then a tree is better than you. By living longer, you want to test and study. Then tree should be living longer. That is why. Many big men, they live for short time. Just like Shankaracharya, live for 32 years. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, live for 48 years. They are still living. There are so many followers of Shankaracharya, so many followers of Krishna Mahaprabhu. Krishna told that he lived for 125 years. And Krishna is still living.
Jesus Christ.
And who is caring for any tree who lives for 5,000 years? See, that is your point. To live long is a great credit. There are already so many living entities. They live long, longer than you.
Well, they don't, they may be living long time, but they don't have the same intelligence how to use that lifespan. Therefore,
The dogs have their dog intelligence. The hogs have their dog intelligence. The intelligence which you are claiming, that is all disgusting in the Bhagavad. If you say, yes, they are living, but you don't see they are living. So then the vastra, the pillar, is living. All. If living is a theory, then it is a theory, the vastra. If living was false. Yes, they are living, but they have. You don't see they have any sex in Java. They say that. You see the dogs and hogs, they are having very good sex and enjoyment. Even on the street, without any restriction, and begetting 3,000 children in a year. They will be very to him.
Well, apart from science, we have very nice philosophy and literature, studying art.
That is real science. Science, we admit. But your science is lost. You are trying to go against the laws of nature.
What about our art and literature, which is, shows a
no,
great advance?
That is different. So far science is concerned. That your science is useless.
If we acknowledge that, supposing we acknowledge that, but we say
that still our cultural advancements are very great. The students
that's
say
a fact.
That.
That's a fact.
They say, why, many people I meet in the university, they're not involved with science very much. Their main dealings are with culture, literature, art, philosophy, music. They say, in these fields, we have very wonderful, beautiful things to study. So why should we take up studying what you have to offer? There's so much to study with what we are doing. Why should we join your movement? Why should we give up studying such beautiful music and art and literature?
Because you like it. And there is a beautiful song. Do you hear it? When the animals hear it.
But you sing the same song all the time.
Well, that's all right. But do you hear it? As soon as you chant Hare Krishna mantra, hundreds of persons hear it. Do you hear it? Ask them not to hear it. Go, you find it. Don't hear it. Go hear it. That's all.
But your music is of one chanting is very limited. Chanting.
First of all, you finish this limited, then go to another. We have no experience of this limited, what is speak of the unknown. Krishna has described you, muhas. One more second. You are muhas. Try to take credit in so many ways. But our conclusion is following the footsteps of Krishna. You are all muhas.
Is this like some people may express God by chanting Hare Krishna, but we can also express God through art and through our musical talent?
We decorate God so nicely. We are into art, music, cooking art, so many energy that we are offering. There is no specificity of art, music.
We are trying to attain the supreme through our own music. We are doing that through our own music.
That is another nonsense. We are trying to be supreme by the supreme music.
Will you say?
Olokera prema dhana hari namatam. These songs are not mundane. These are Vaikuntha songs. Narad Muni bhajaya bina Radhika Ramanana. It is brought by Narad Muni. It is not manufactured here.
Don't you think that great musicians like Bach, they were inspired by God to make this music?
But they do not believe in God. So that is another. But this music is like you are hearing music 10,000 miles away. Similarly, this music is being imported from Vaikuntha. Many millions and many millions of miles away. So this is not the music of this Mandan song. Otherwise, why you are not tired repeating it for many, many days?
But when they,
any Mandan song, we repeat it. You cannot prolong it. You cannot prolong it. But we have learned this only Hare Krishna. We can chant it. And you also hear it. We are attracted.
You have said that variety is the mother of enjoyment. So we are enjoying many different songs.
Unless there is variety, how we are enjoying?
Yes, so therefore you only have one song, but we have many songs.
That's all right. Who cares for you?
How many people?
No.
But there are so many symphonies.
That is our credit. We have got one song and we are attracted from it. You have got many songs, but you attract yourself.
No,
when
there are many
people. 10,000, 20,000 people will come to hear.
But who takes you seriously?
They
hear and go out. That's all.
They take so
temporary.
But then they will also buy the record and listen at home.
That's all right. But our song, we are chanting always. Where is that song? You have got. we have got this little George Harrison. He has to give new record. Nobody cares for the old record. Although his business. Then his business will stop. If he says that I've given one song, that's all. We'll care for him. That is not ready.
But they will say only a select few are interested in that Hare Krishna song.
That's all.
Not so many.
Not select few. They are increasing the number. Many thousands. You cannot say select few. Select few was beginning. Because I was chanting some Kunsal Square. But now that it is not select few. And it is increased. But the song is the same. That is our faith.
Going back to science again.
Going back, what is science? You're going back to hell again. Say, going back to hell again. Say like that. There is no science. That is our chance. You can say like that, going back again to hell.
We wanted to talk to you about the moon. We have read that your statement that you say that man has not gone to the moon. But we have seen...
Not only now, I have said long, long years ago.
Yes.
That this is all childish.
But how can you say this when we have so much proof that we have gone to the moon?
But that proof is with you. I have not gone with you. I don't believe you.
No.
Because according to you, unless we see, we don't believe.
No.
I have not seen. I don't believe.
You have not seen the North Pole, but you believe
no.
it.
You, these materialistic people say that we have not seen God, that we don't believe. Therefore I say, I am not gone with you, that you have gone to the moon, I don't believe. That's all. How can I believe? You say that you have gone, but I am not gone with you. So I don't believe. That is my argument. You did not take me with you. How can I believe?
Pictures?
Why I shall believe? I am not seeing it. It is false. As you say that you could not show God, then we don't believe. Therefore I will say that I did not go with you. I don't believe.
But we can arrange to put you on a ship to take you to the moon.
When you take, then I shall believe.
But we can show some rocks. We can show some rocks that you won't find anywhere on this planet.
No, that is ridiculous. The other scientists, they have said these rocks can be found here.
One thing is that in your Vedas, it says that the atom is the smallest particle. But yet we have...
No, smaller than atom really. Atom is called Paramanu. Then it is Anupra Paramanu. I would be smaller than the
smaller.
Does that mean the electron?
Whatever you say, but I know you. Be convinced on your footing. Otherwise, it will be difficult.
Sure, Prabhupada, the other day we were talking about proving different assumptions through archaeological findings.
That is also bogus. Archaeological finding is bogus.
But the museums, they have big skeletons of all these big dinosaurs.
That we have already information. We have got swimming pools. Just like big house like this. They can swallow up. What is called?
Well.
Well, in the pop.
No, but these dinosaurs move on the land. They're not fish. And they're very big. And we have information.
What is to you? You are also a created thing. He is also a created thing.
But this is...
You are not creator, Abhita.
But you say that there was more intelligent life previously, whereas we see these dinosaurs were previously.
That is a good fact. There are animals, big or small.
Well,
They are seeing a skeleton of pygmy man also. So where is that man now?
You
they are seeing pygmy man. They are seeing. So where is that man?
No, they don't live anymore. Now we're more intelligent. Previously there were pygmy men, very less intelligent, small, not nice looking. Now we have a bit more
advanced. According to ours, after you are going to be pygmy men. That is true, because you are not as tall as your forefathers. That's a fact. You are becoming dwarf. According to ours, after you come to the pygmy. Your generation by due course of time. As it was before, so again the time is repeating. History is repeating.
And that means our pygmy men were from a previous Kali Yuga?
Yes. And we say that was Kali Yuga. Four yugas are changing.
Dinosaurs also?
Yes.
They're from Kali Yuga?
Yes. Kali Yuga or any yuga. The things are going on by nature's way. Prakriti Kriyamana, Vigrahi Karmana. It's going on.
But if we have bones from so many yugas ago, then
that's
why?
That's all right. There are, say, 8,400,000 species of life. You have seen some of them. That's all.
But the question is, why are there not any findings from only 5,000 years ago at the time when Krishna was here and his mother?
So your knowledge has come to Darwin's theory for 200, not even 200 years. Dasachakra Bhagavan Bhut. Dasachakra Bhagavan Bhut. Bhagavan, one gentleman's name was Bhagavan. And his friend conspired that let us make us some joke that he has become ghost. So, wherever he was going, the friend, ghost. No, I'm not Vishnu. No. Then he goes, tell General, this man has become crazy. Why you are calling me ghost? I'm not ghost. Then he goes to another friend. Then he also says that. Yes, ghost. Then third friend, everyone, because they have conspired. Then he began to think, I'm become ghost. Suddenly I have all friends are calling me, go. That is Dasa Chakra Bhagavan. He can make propaganda. He's not ghost, he can make him ghost. This is propaganda. This is called propaganda. By propaganda you can establish a false thing as real. This is they know how to do it. They're expert. Because they are cheaters. They know how to do it. Something which is just our Samsung that has become big. This rascal has given him some stone and it is very valuable and he is jumping. Very valuable and stepping fell and all this. Pakka propaganda is Gujarati and he has made it big. He is not in his sense even now that he has given me real gain. Why is he, I am unable to sell it for the last 3-4 years? Such a fool.
He's saying that he has to create the market.
Good thing, sir. That is the question. That is propaganda. You have got some false thing, you have to make propaganda to prove it that it is real.
That is proof it is false.
Yes. This man has taken money, all, and he cannot supply the maintenance to his wife. You have seen Malini?
Yes.
Not properly dressed. And his poor car is not properly dressed. And he's thinking he's a millionaire.
Yes. His head is in the clouds.
You're saying that as the Kali Yuga progresses, the people are getting smaller. Does this mean that Krishna and his associates were much taller in stature than we are now?
Yes.
They were much bigger.
perception, but rather now the simple
Krishna's
impression.
Yeah.
That means Krishna must have been 15 or 20 feet tall?
But it is a fact. Formerly people were taller. Yes.
Also,
in our child, we are seeing Europeans, they are very tall.
They were taller and they lived longer.
Huh?
Taller and living longer.
That story about King Muchukunda, when he was sleeping in the cave, and he came out of the cave and looked outside and he said, oh, it must be taller than this. Because the trees are smaller.
See, so, the mango trees. Now, some of this is just like the lemon trees. In Japan, they grow many trees.
In Japan, they cultivate trees to be like that, very small.
Mm-hmm.
They have, you know, little orange trees. Orange trees, they're this big. Orange trees.
They are also becoming orange. Japanese and what?
Japanese and Chinese, they're already.
Really? There is a power. Kalo Bamu Kota Sutra Pete Musalman Hanchi Chale Pushi Putti Parsalat Brahmin Black Brahmin is another name is Shukla, white. As soon as a Brahmin is black, then he is Western. Kota Sutra. And Sutra, just like African, if they become white, there is something mystery. Kalobhavam Kota Sutra, Pete Musalman. Mohammedan, because Mohammedan means the Afghans, they're very strong. So a Muslim is dwarf, a Brahmin is black, a Sudra is white. Kalo Bhavan Kota Sudhu Bhete Musulman and Khanti Chale, Tamil Hedeva, the best friend. Khanti Chale, Pushiputra, an adopted son. They are all of the same class. Adopted son, he gets money without any labor, he spends like anything. In your country, there is adopted son.
Yeah.
Here, there are many adopted sons, and each man has no son. He adopts somebody, that's it. And he spends money like that. There are so many mistakes. Squanders. He will be satisfied after finishing the mistakes. There are many mistakes. In our childhood, many we have heard, we have seen one. One day, adopted son, he got big property. And he was not satisfied to squander all the money unless he became a pauper. That I've seen. He had many cars, and I saw him, he was drenched by water, rainfall, sitting in a rickshaw. Nobody cares much. When he was rich, big, big men would come to see him, even Bhagwan Maharaj. Now I saw him that he was in Dharmadala. There was raining and he was sitting in a rickshaw. Nobody cared. And he was satisfied after finishing the whole money. Otherwise, hundreds and 200 friends, they had very big house, being, I would say, received as guest daily. His name was Harindranath Sree. Yeah, Bengali. Seed. Seed means culture. A cultured man is called seed. Sushil. Sushil means very cultured. So Kalabhavan Kota, this is unnatural. Kalabhavan Kota Sutra, Padema Salman, Thank you, Chale, Kushi Putu, Pashalai. out generally people. We saw, you know, China, Europeans, they're very tall. Now they are not coming to the country. But naturally, when they will not get sufficient nourishment, they will be stunted. And Kali Yuga means decrease of nourishment, necessity of life, decrease. But you see, in such a rich man's house, there is no milk. Milk is one of the important nourishing food. There is no milk. So gradually, there will be no milk, no rice, no wheat, no sugar. These are scattered. Where do you get nourishment? When the man goes, there will be no pulp, only the seed. These are predicted. After all, you have to live by nature's gift, but these things will be finished. In Russia, there is already, there is no rice, there is no fruit, there is no vegetable. Simply you eat meat.
Therefore they cannot understand God.
Not this. They understand, the people understand, that this is rational government. That I've studied. The Russian people are not bad. They're as good as others. But this is just like in India. Still, the mass of people, they're very good. And yesterday you saw all the Russians, all these politicians, everything, all the big, big fat Russians.
We were noting that when they were giving their lectures at that opening of the train station, they seemed very demonic.
All demonic.
Their faces were very shifty.
So much anxiety and so much political
evil. Because they were there by others' money.
Yes. I didn't see one village man was fatty. Not one.
Not one. They're extracting money from them, making them intoxicated and exploited. This is the problem. Very precarious. So, if we can make one example in India, that's one very good example, then we can capture the whole India. Simply, we have got enough land. Give them enough food, make them stout and strong, both the animals and men, and chant Hare Krishna, let them be alive. Everything will go right. Everything will be ideal.
No one can object either.
No.
That's the beauty.
Make the whole field green, produce sumptuously, let the animals eat, let the man eat, they feel satisfaction. Innocent people are like being exploited. Animals are being exploited by these rogues, big, big fat rogues, discovering some nonsense, scientific means, and people are starving. There is no food. And they are busy in discovering scientific methods.
Atomic bomb.
Huh?
Atomic bomb for India. That is the greatest paradox.
That was a picture. Some deputation came to the minister, said, "You are starving. There is no food." The minister said, "Of course, I have no information that you have no, but we are advanced. Now, from tomorrow, there will be radio message. Radio message. The radio is television.
Television.
The television. Tomorrow, from tomorrow, you will have television.
Instead of food.
Instead of food, you will get television. Television. I am hungry, sir. What shall I do? Television. That is the real answer. that I'm hungry, what shall I do with the television? But he is pacifying me. Don't worry, he's a television. This is science. This is science. People, for one drop sufficient nourishment, they are becoming dwarfs and they are discovering scientific.
The intoxication, by increasing the intoxication, the desire for food reduces.
Yes.
You eat less.
Yes, therefore they are very much busy. And little hunger satisfied with meat. Yes. That is going on in the Western country. The drinking, I have seen, the airplane. Bottles after bottles, they drink.
Actually, they have run a survey in America, and they have found out that the greatest drug takers are housewives. The housewives, they are taking these weight-watching pills, and they are addictive, amphetamines. They are taking them, and it gives them energy, and they don't want to eat so much. So they are very skinny, they drink a little coffee and smoke cigarettes and take some pills, and that is all during the day. Finished. And they remain very slim. And they think this is nice. So gradually they are replacing foodstuffs with pills.
That is nature's way. Because there will be no food in the future. So their nature is training them how to live without food.
The whole civilization is becoming expert in killing. Dying.
Yes.